the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Health Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, I'm Joe Galewski. I am the kind of a semi-host that moves things along. And you, thank you for listening today. To reach the show by phone, you may dial 877-711-5211. You may email udocs@gmail.com, youdocs.com. Listen on our fantastic radio stations along the affiliated line and all our great affiliates along the way, plus all the new members of the radio show. When we thank you for doing that. So udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. In this hour, we have two Real Edge tips of the day, because we couldn't fulfill our goal of two in the previous hour. So two Real Edge tips. Dr. Mike, in the hour, it's going to be what's toxic and what's not, and what will Gary Ginsberg be talking about today, our local toxicologist?
Well, the first thing is a new study suggests living near fracking causes health problems. We're going to ask him how good that data is, or is it, as the fracking industry says, junk science? Secondly, EPA warns of toxic strippers. We're not talking about nightclub strippers. This is stripping paint. The third one is, what happens when a perfume factory goes ablaze? Do you have to worry about any of the perfumes or any of the other stuff that makes perfumes? Bridgeport, Connecticut experienced that this week. And then the fourth thing is a mixed result on pesticides in streams. I don't even know what he means by that. With mixed results, I hope it means that some of them are actually healthy. So we'll find out from Gary what he means. I thought we'd start with the tip from the last hour, since I didn't get it in. And the last hour tip of the week is one that we'll do in a few seconds as soon as Sonar loads the tip of the week music. Ah, we don't have him loading it. There it is. And that is, if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, it's time to hustle. Flu's getting ready to sock it to you, and the vaccine takes 2 to 3 weeks to protect you. Actually, it's not you we're totally worried about. It's your doc, dentist, pharmacist, and lab tech, where you donate blood, and those nice aides who hand out jelly beans afterwards. Because last year, more than a third of healthcare workers blew off their flu shots. Huh? That was our reaction, too. Embarrassingly, that's an improvement from the year before. Until 2 years ago, only half of healthcare workers got vaccinated. So you could easily catch flu from someone whose job it is to keep you healthy. And we're getting greater at getting healthcare workers to do it. If you get your flu shot at a pharmacy, ask the staff if they've been vaccinated. Prod them along. Make your point. When you call for any medical appointment, tooth cleaning, blood work, mammogram, checkups, ask if everyone has had their flu shots. Worry most about technicians, assistants, and aides. Only about 50% got vaccinated last year. Docs better at over 80%, but still no place near perfect. Everyone 6 months and older should be immunized. By the way, what's the data this year? Well, the data's really impressive. There are two flu strains for the A vaccine that people are getting, and one or two for the B. So when you get influenza shot, you get against both A and B. It's, and I'm blanking on the names this year, I think it's H1N1 and H3N2. And the influenza B viruses are B Massachusetts and B Brisbane. that you're getting it. If you get a, if you're over the age of 65, they give you a bigger dose. So ask for the special dose. If you don't like shots, you can get, if you're a child especially and not immunocompromised, you can get the nasal one, the spray vaccine. But for those of us who are older or for those people who are immunized or immunocompromised, you've got to take special precautions. But older, get a extra dose one. That is a special one for those over age 65. It only has three, the H1N1, the H3N2, and the B Massachusetts one, which are the most likely this year. But it's a higher dose, which has a higher success rate. Last year, only about 30% of people over the age of 65 were reasonably protected. 70% under the age of 65, they think they've got it right this year. A better flu vaccine, especially better for those over the age of 65. The benefit of getting the flu vaccine, it decreases inflammation in your body, decreases plaque rupture, really important if you're elderly and have plaques in your arteries, as most of us do. And that's the real age tip of the week.
What's the best time to get a flu shot? And it is it ever too late?
It's never too late until the flu season's over, which is usually in March. So it's always good. But the earlier you get it, right now is the ideal time to get it. Get it between now and October 15th. It usually, there's a very low level of flu right now present. In it's at minuscule or low level, according to the Google Flu Tracker, which is what it normally is in September. Occasionally, like I think it was 3 years ago, it peaked in October, but usually it peaks in late January or February, as it did last year. Last year was pretty mild, as opposed to 2012-13, where it was very severe, and we had that peak in late December, actually, that year. So you've got to get it 2 to 3 weeks before the onset. It will peak, so please get it as soon as you can. And now is an ideal time to get it, Joe.
Okay, so get it soon, and I think you'll be making yourself a little more less susceptible to the flu. The enterovirus, is this our problem, similar problem to the one, the Ebola problem? Is this similar or a little bit easier to take? Or
well, the enterovirus D68, which is what's going with kids, especially kids with asthma, hospitalizing them. The good news is we quickly develop immunity to it, and no one, zero in the United States, have died from it, even though something on the order of 2,000 kids have had to go to an ICU because of it. Even 30 here in Cleveland have been hospitalized in intensive care units, although it's much more common in some other states. But it probably, it's very easy to pass and catch because it is, if you will, able to be caught via touching another person or touching a doorknob. It lives on doorknobs and stuff like that. Ebola, we're very lucky. You have to get bodily secretions. Unlucky because there have been over 2,400 deaths from Ebola. So Ebola, and it, we expect it not to hit its peak for 3 weeks. So Ebola, the danger in the countries of Liberia and Sierra Leone are that it's still increasing and will increase dramatically in the next 3 weeks based on the predictions. And so we need a lot of resources to be able to contain it and to change burial practices so that the bodies are not around and not able to be touched easily and not able to be transmitted to animals and keep a reservoir going. So Ebola, we're still not out of the woods out, and we're worried about it. With the enterovirus, not as severe. And the other news on this is it's really easy to transmit viruses. We'll come back and tell you how fast they spread in a typical office right after Gary's time on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Right. What's toxic and what's not is up in 4 minutes. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show in 4 minutes on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're getting older and feeling older. And you're looking older. Well, you may feel like, well, there isn't anything I can do about it. But there is. BioCell Collagen helps you fight aging and your achy joints and pains. BioCell Collagen is a unique, patented supplement that promotes joint health and skin beauty from inside out. Now, in clinical trials, supplementation with BioCell Collagen was proven to boost collagen levels, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while promoting joint mobility. Sound too good to be true? Find out how this patented supplement can help your skin look younger, improve joint comfort, and quality of life. Just go to BioCellCollagen.com and see what we're talking about. That's BioCellCollagen. BioCellCollagen.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. natron.com.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not every week at this time from Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist. YouDocs@gmail.com, YouDocs.com. We have a list of stories to get through. And Dr. Mike, you pick the first story to talk about. And it has to do with fracking. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. So, Gary, what's the story on fracking, and is it safe to live near where they're fracking?
Well, some of my colleagues said, little to my knowledge, they went out to Pennsylvania to some fracking communities, and they studied about 500 people that live various distances from fracking well sites, these industrialized sites, and they did health surveys of these people. And they found that those people living within a kilometer, within about half a mile of the fracking site, had significantly more skin and respiratory health issues, health conditions. These are self-reported. They're not necessarily doctor-diagnosed, but they reported significantly more skin and health and respiratory problems, breathing problems, than people that lived more than 2 kilometers away. Now, whether this is caused by their groundwater being contaminated or their air being contaminated or just because they're nervous about living near fracked wells is unclear, but it certainly does represent some kind of a signal that living near fracking sites is disruptive to your health. For whatever one of those three reasons, certainly it does mean more investigation is going to be needed. And certainly an industry that does involve this much chemicals, this much drilling into the Earth's crust, does require a lot of testing as well as a lot of careful thought on how to do it properly and making sure that the neighbors of these fracking, because some frack sites are right in communities, others are out in the middle of wetlands. So you want to make sure that it's being done right. And there are enough warning signs to suggest that it probably could be done better than it's being done right now. And that this Yale study is just one signpost along the road. So more to come. The answer to your question, Mike, is we don't know. As a toxicologist, we hate to see runaway technology in which we're all, or certain people, are the guinea pigs to the runaway technology because it hasn't been fully tested and yet being used widespread. So, the technology is a little bit ahead of the health science on this.
Well, so let's go to another subject. I suppose there are two questions here that I should answer. One is from our email line, which said, I live in a fracking area that is western Pennsylvania, and apparently there's fracking there. She said, what should I be doing differently?
Well, number one, and whoever that person is, if you're on a private well, you want to make sure you are testing your well water for a range of contaminants. Some of them are the hydrocarbons that are used commonly at fracking sites. You want to make sure your well is not affected. And number two, you want to talk to the local health authorities, see if other people in town have contaminated wells or having health issues. You want to be ahead of the curve and find out where else they may be planning to do fracking and make sure that those are being fully disclosed. Environmental impact statements are being done so that you and your town know and are ahead of the curve.
Okay, let's go to another subject, which is the second one I like. EPA warns of toxic strippers, and of course you're not talking about ballroom strippers.
Hardly at all. No, this is something that most people probably aren't going to do themselves, but some might. This is furniture strippers. There have been a couple of lethalities, actually people dying from these products, and that was in bathtub stripping, where you were trying to get rid of the old finish on a bathtub, and using this very toxic chemical stripping agent called methylene chloride, or it may also be called dichloromethane, DCM, which is a potent neurotoxin. pollution, but also is a carcinogen. And so EPA did a detailed risk assessment on it, and they just released it saying, you know what, the risks are too high with this chemical. People might actually die from it, or if not acutely overcome and they work with it chronically, may develop an elevated cancer risk from it. And if you're just using a one-off time, you know, in your house, you want to strip some furniture or strip some paint off of some molding, even that may be too risky to handle. There is an alternative chemical called NMP or N-methylpyrrolidine. The risk assessment on that, to tell you the truth, doesn't look all that rosy. EPA hasn't released it yet, but I have a feeling they're going to be trying to come up with even safer alternatives than what's out there on the market to replace DCM. The bottom line is, if you are going to do your own furniture stripping project, a couple of rules of thumb. Number one, do it in warm weather, summertime. Do it outside or in a garage or in a breezeway where you have tons of good ventilation. And three, wear gloves and don't be neat with it. Don't slop it all over the place, because these chemicals will go right through the skin. You don't want to contaminate your clothing with it. And dichloromethane, you should be aware, is a carcinogen. You certainly don't want to spill it on the ground. If it gets into your groundwater, well, then your well may be non-potable for some period of time.
Employees in these furniture factories, do they sign waivers signing off any risks that might be involved?
I don't know. They may do that with these workers. I have a feeling the workers don't really know what's in the fine print if they do sign. I don't think they're that well educated. Ideally, they will have an MSDS, a material safety data sheet, to look at, and the word cancer may or carcinogen may show up on that. But you don't really know when you're handling these things how high the exposure levels are. Nobody's standing there with a monitor saying, "Whoop, you're over the red zone. Time to go take a walk outside." So you know, even if they did sign a waiver, doesn't mean they're fully aware of just how risky it is.
What else did you have, Dr. Mike, for Gary?
Now, what happens when a perfume factory goes ablaze? Does the whole town smell good?
You might think that there are some winners in this, even though the factory is the big loser. But no, you know, 400 people had to be evacuated because, get this, as there were 1,000 barrels of perfumes in this factory, that for some other reason there was a fire that broke out, and as these barrels one by one caught fire, the perfume exploded, and they were actually fireballs that were sent up into the night sky and out the doors, and it was very difficult to fight this fire as these barrels of perfume caught fire and exploded into fireballs. Now, a couple of things. The local community of 400 people had to be evacuated. Very difficult to fight this intense fire, so dangerous to the firemen. And then on the backside of it, as they put out the fire and they washed it down, they hosed down the whole place with a lot of water needed to put out the fire and clean up the mess, the runoff was actually colored perfumes that ran into a local stream and then into Bridgeport Harbor, and it shut down all the fishing nearby and shut down the nearby beaches. We're past Labor Day, so people aren't using the Long Island Sound very much, but shut down all swimming, all fishing, because of the dyes and the perfumes that were going there into the local waterways. So, you know, this had a big ripple effect. And people now are back in their homes. We don't know of anyone who's actually gone to the emergency room. I think people got out in time where the wind was blowing the right direction. But it is, anytime you're near an industrial fire, you certainly want to pay attention to the evacuation signs and get out of Dodge.
All right, that's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not? Lean on his book, whatstoxic.com. Coming up, more of the top medical news stories of the week, and we'll wrap the hour up with another Real Edge tip. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now, there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. PrevaLeaf.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Joe?
Yes, sir?
What's next?
Want to come on with the most of the other top medical stories of the week?
Well, let's talk to Bridget about fat shaming. Bridget, are you there?
You two have the floor.
I am here.
So tell us about fat shaming, and does fat shaming work? If you say something to someone who's fat, does that mean about their obesity? Does that mean they're going to get thinner?
Not necessarily. And I think that some people thought at one time that fat shaming may be the new way to address obesity, similarly to how tobacco was shamed, and that was fairly effective for making people feel shameful for smoking, but it might not necessarily work the same way for obesity. So a new study, they looked at people who reported being discriminated against for being overweight day-to-day, and they found that those people were more likely to gain weight than to actually lose weight. But not only is it not effective for helping them lose weight, but it might actually cause weight gain because it could increase a stress response that can lead to emotional eating and increase in appetite and eating particularly energy-dense food. They looked at almost 3,000 adults that were over the age of 50 within this particular study, and the people who reported being discriminated against by their doctor or at restaurants or at any type of situation, they actually gained almost 2 pounds on average throughout the study. And then the people who reported that they weren't fat shamed had lost about 1.6 pounds on average throughout the course of the study. So the bottom line is that shaming people for being fat might not be the best approach, and that a better approach might be to help them and to try to work with them to empower them to take care of themselves and lose weight.
So that's pretty interesting. So the encouragement technique works better with this group of people. And this group was it in the United States, or was it in Great Britain, or was it in, I can't remember, did you say Norway?
Britain.
Great Britain. So I wonder if the citizens in the United States are different than those in Great Britain. We don't have anything on fat shaming in other countries, and whether it's the same or different, and even whether it's different, whether you're close to ideal and just a little overweight, or whether you're a lot overweight.
Right. And I think that maybe regardless of where a person lives, that it's important to make them feel like they're wherever they are at that particular point in their life, they need to accept and then work on how they can move forward rather than continuously making themselves feel that they need to be shaming themselves.
What is this? Is fat shaming, is this all out, flat out criticism, ripping somebody, being negative towards somebody?
Yes, that's what they said. And they talked about in the study how it can happen in a number of different occasions, like at restaurants, making people feel like they get poor service because of being overweight, or they are treated differently by their doctor or healthcare professional, or they're teased for being overweight. It's any negative experience that is due to being overweight, which 5% of the study subjects reported having negative experience due to being discriminated against.
udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Mike, we're all told to eat salmon, but there's one salmon to avoid. What is it and why?
Well, this is very interesting. The wild salmon appears to be outstanding in every respect, meaning it has low levels of toxins, low levels of mercury, high levels of vitamin D, high levels of the DHA, the key omega-3 fat for your brain and your eyes. Farm-raised salmon, this was a very disturbing thing to me because I eat a bunch of farm-raised salmon as I do wild salmon. Wild salmon, there's some really good salmon burgers, by the way, that are wild salmon and because they're the overage of the Alaska salmon run. But farm-raised salmon is now common in what you eat almost all times of the year. That is one of the interesting studies on DNA typing found that when you eat, when you buy wild salmon, not in the frozen burger form, because that's all prepared at the same time of year, June and July and early August, but farm-raised salmon, if you order wild salmon September, October, November, December, fresh from a food store, even the best food stores and best fish stores or best restaurants, you're getting farm-raised. Well, it turns out when they analyzed what was in farm-raised salmon, they found out that it had a lot more PCBs and toxins than in wild salmon. Now, I don't know why this is or what's causing it, but it was a really good journal that was published in the journal Science, and it's a little scary to me. So for now, go to wild salmon, and you're going to have to get it frozen at any time of the year other than June, July, and August. So get your, if you're going to get wild salmon, get it frozen. Not the fresh salmon, even if you're buying it and it says wild, it usually is not. And this was true of Atlantic farm-raised or Pacific, and it was true any time you bought salmon, any time of year, other than frozen or fresh in June, in the last half of June, July, and the first half of August. So really disturbing story to me, who eats a lot of salmon.
This is a disturbing story to me. I would expect it goes the opposite way. There's a danger in developing suicide habits on a sunny day. How does that work?
Well, this is interesting. What they found is that sun, for people who are depressed, the sun energizes them faster than it cures their depression. So they're energized, they're still depressed, and they can take their own life, commit suicide, because they still have energy, but they haven't treated the depression. So what you want is the treatment of the depression to come before the energy, but that isn't what happens on sunny days, apparently. So this, again, is a weird story that says, hey, you're at risk of something serious. Get treatment for it before you get too energized and have enough energy to do some real damage to yourself.
All right, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. I heard this term mentioned this week sometimes, so it's on the list of top medical stories, a gas Parkinson's or something to that effect. What is that about?
I don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
gas Parkinson's. I put those two together when I was writing down the topic. I think that was another word, gas. Bearing Parkinson's, something like that.
I don't know where you're talking about it, but what we do know is that we're going to take a break right now and come back, and we have a new tip of the week, and by then hopefully we'll be able to figure out what you're talking about,
and we'll all be better off. This is youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and of course, stay well.
You're getting older and feeling older, and you're looking older. Well, you may feel like, well, there isn't anything I can do about it, but there is. BioCell Collagen helps you fight aging and your achy joints and pains. BioCell Collagen is a unique, patented supplement that promotes joint health and skin beauty from inside out. Now, in clinical trials, supplementation with BioCell Collagen was proven to boost collagen levels, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while promoting joint mobility. Sound too good to be true? Find out how this patented supplement can help your skin look younger, improve joint comfort, and quality of life. Just go to BioCellCollagen.com and see what we're talking about. That's BioCellCollagen.com. BioCell Collagen. BioCellCollagen.com.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meetings, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you by Morning and Night Vitamins. The Relay's tip of the week for this hour coming up toward the end of the hour. So drugs that are used to decrease anxiety and stop sleep apnea. Dr. Mike, what happens there? Are we encouraging Alzheimer's disease?
Well, this is really a very interesting study because what they found, and they looked at a large number of people, is that if you got one of the benzodiazepine drugs, Xanax, Valium, Ativan, Klonopin, these drugs for insomnia and anxiety or agitation, if you use them, and they looked at more than 8,000 people, if you use them for more than 3 months for a daily dose, you increase the risk by about 32% of developing Alzheimer's disease. If you use them for more than 6 months and a full dose, you increase the risk by 84%. So there was a direct dose-related increase in the risk of Alzheimer's disease. No one spotted this before. This is the first group. And so they will have to follow up on this because this is a very commonly prescribed. They're the most commonly, one of the most commonly prescribed drug groups in the world. And especially for people who want to go to sleep when they're elderly, they're common. And if they're bringing on Alzheimer's. Now, the converse could be true. People with sleep, people with Alzheimer's are developing early signs of sleep disorders, and these are given because of those. So it could have nothing to do with causation. It could have only to do with it's the result of the early sleep disorders. We don't know the answer to that yet, but this is an early warning sign to stay away from these drugs if you can, and then let's find out what's going on.
Let's bring Bridget in, and what's your piece of conversation you'd like to talk to Dr. Mike about?
Okay, so another study that they looked at this week, they found that many hospitals are using too many antibiotics, which I thought was really interesting and kind of scary. So they looked at 500 hospitals and sorted through hospital records from 2008 to 2011. And they found that in three-quarters of the 500 hospitals, that patients were still on more than one IV antibiotic after 2 days. And they also found that people were being overprescribed the antibiotics for fevers or whatever they presented with in the hospital when it was not necessarily needed. So the study found that there's a increased use of redundant antibiotics, and the reason that it's extremely concerning is because it's not only driving up medical costs, but it's also increasing side effects for patients, and being on antibiotics for a long time, we know, is not good for your gut bacteria and can lead to diarrhea and other symptoms. Isn't that crazy?
Well, what it is what's happening is when you come in with a serious illness and we don't know the bacteria that's causing it, a serious septic illness, antibiotic treatable illness, we often will put you on two or three intravenous antibiotics. So after day two, when we should identify it, hopefully have identified it, you want to cut that down to the one antibiotic that's best for it. But it may be that they haven't identified it. It may be that some of these people have more than one infection rate, or it may be that these are so sick that they say, we've got to give double-shot antibiotics. So it isn't a very pure study, but it is a little scary that people are not following up appropriately the way they should. So there is some scariness to this, but there's also some redeeming features in that this was done on an electronic chart survey rather than knowing exactly what's happening.
Now, there's one story here that apparently you said is tied into the Real Age tip of the week. What is it? And, talk about it within the Real Age tip of the week.
Well, we're going to start the Real Age tip of the week in a second, but this is an interesting story. If you've got prediabetes, they looked at 900,000 people and compared those with prediabetes. There was a 15% chance in people with just a little elevation of their blood sugar of developing a cancer. And now let's do the Real Age tip of the week. So the Real Age tip of the week this week is prevent high blood sugar and you can prevent colon cancer too. Talk about a terrific twofer. There's one better than scoring your favorite Broadway show for half price. Here's the deal. Let's suppose you've been working harder than a Broadway hoofer to keep your blood sugar down. 12 years from now, not only will type 2 diabetes be a complete stranger in your life, but so will colon cancer. That's right, eating lots of fruit, veggies, whole grains, and beans, laying off sugary drinks and snacks, and getting enough rest will help deter both of these villains. That is, high blood sugar stimulates cancer cells to grow, metastasize, and be villainous. So one of the best things you can do if you get cancer, at preventing it from spreading or recurring or getting it in the first place is keeping your blood sugar low. Add to this taking 2 baby aspirin a day, and you may never see colon cancer, even if you've got a genetic risk for it. That's the key. And obviously, a little regular exercise helps too. The real age benefit of a healthy diet, that is the best diet or the Go Foods diet versus the worst diet, 27 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week, Joe.
Okay, Bridget, your one last thought before we end the show today. Anything else to add?
The last thing that I have to add is that I think the diet is
Well, let me go and give
important.
You one more to add. That right. is, our kids are getting a lot of sodium in excess. And it turns out in the studies that have been done, if you're vaping e-cigarettes or getting nicotine some other way, that increases your risk of arthritis dramatically. So if you're going to add sodium to your diet or salt shaker to your diet, make sure you're not smoking and vice versa.
Okay, I'm Joe Galuski. Thanks for listening today. We're happy you're part of this program every week, and we operate every day. And we thank you for being a big part of the program. Listen on Radio MD if you want to see a show you missed entirely, or maybe a segment that you missed. You like the guest or you like the topic, whatever. Radio MD, and I want to thank Dr. Mike and Bridget for their contribution today. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay warm.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.